That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good morning, this is Elizabeth Joyce, good evening. And we're going to talk about July. And July is going to be a transformational and very difficult month. We have so many events happening, and this month changes everything forever. So the caboose is going to catch the engineer at the head of the train. At this time, the focus will be all about leadership, with personal and global attention on laws and their relation to leaders. From the end of June through July 6th, Mars is strong. Venus follows from July 1st through July 14th with that strength. They are traveling together in Leo, a fire sign, making both planets' energy a bit out of control. This is a turbulent time with extreme emotions and anger motivating the conditions and events transpiring around the world. July 1st, yesterday, Mercury conjoined the Sun at 8 degrees Cancer. It is in its superior conjunction, which is when Mercury is on the outside of the Earth and the Sun, and traveling at top speed. Mercury is traveling so fast that it will only be in this sign for 2 weeks through July 11th. This is a great time to travel, sign contracts, and set up meetings, as well as looking at homes, maybe adding on to your home, or buying a new home. Communications are clear, and they provide great vision. July 11th through July 24th, Mercury is in Leo and then transits from Leo to Virgo. From the area of July 23rd through July 26th, Mercury is changing signs, meaning that you could have mental confusion and emotional overreacting. So get things done before this time. Remember, this is taped. We have archives. And if you need to listen to this again, you can download the tape, the archive tomorrow. Deception, truth, and retribution. The full moon on July 3rd, which is tomorrow, is in Capricorn, indicating a search for the truth. This full moon receives the aspect of Jupiter and the North Node, which is expanding, and it brings hope and opportunities for the truth to heal long-standing deception. Also, as Mercury opposes the moon, expect the digging up of truth on a mass level, and it's going to be very deep. The Sun and Mercury are in Cancer. This indicates winds and storms, hurricanes, and severe weather will begin. Also, as a symbol of a teardrop, there'll be emotional extremes that will dominate our consciousness. I live in New Hampshire, and I was just telling my producer that we have had rain every day in June. I don't remember too much sun. And of course, it's a year of water. But I do know that there's been intense heat out west. And it's extreme, absolutely extreme to have this weather. On July 9th, Mars and Pluto are in a relationship together with Neptune and Pluto. They're in a triangular shape planetary alignment that looks like a Y, and it's called the finger of God. It's a yod, and it pertains to karma and a certain destiny that must occur to clear the air. That's what July is going to bring. The yods being formed this month are complex. Mars is the aspect or focal point planet. Because Mars rules violence, weapons, anger, war, and hostility, Mars at the focal point and the trigger can indicate great violence and riots. Mars' aspect in this yod brings about the transformative power of Pluto, which is keyed in with Neptune, opening up the illusions and scandals. They are going to be looked at and looked at hard. Anger around control, power, deception, and scandals will be cracked open. So you people that have been waiting a long time to see others get their reciprocity are about to have it. Venus will soon follow Mars and form a yod, as well as Neptune and Pluto, bringing justice to the abuse of power, and it's all going to be revealed. Saturn is the midpoint between Pluto and Neptune, opposing Mars. So in this position, Saturn is called the reaction point, and is the result of the configuration. Saturn is the planet of karma and reality, bringing retribution to issues that have been avoided. They've been trying to hide everything, push it under the bed so you don't see it. There's no more escaping the truth and reality in times to come. Here, Saturn gives increased potential for spiritual evolution and awareness, but only after great conflict, since the focal point of everything is Mars, followed by Venus, indicating war and then peace. Saturn is a planet that is a boomerang, bringing out the truth and reality, whether you want to believe it or not. And this is truly a huge event and July is going to be a huge event. There is so much happening around the mass corruption and particularly government's involvement in massive cover-ups. Even information on aliens from other planets will be revealed. It's all coming out and will set the tone for a very different world in our future. It's finally happening. The truth and reality are being revealed. Hope and consequences. The new moon on July 18th is at 0 degrees Cancer, and it's called the return of light. This may mean a positive reversal, giving great hope back to humanity. The new moon in Cancer also indicates a need for protection. As the world heats up with much anger and despair, there's an undercurrent of attacks on nations. There will be many consequences in the financial world due to the fears instilled in our society. And there's a rumor going around that our dollar bill is going to change in July. We'll just have to wait and see. Right after the new moon on July 20th, Mars and Saturn exactly oppose each other, which indicates delays and setbacks. Mars sits in the sign of Leo, which represents kings or presidents, indicating that there's a major setback for leaders around the world. I do feel that will happen in the United States this month, but I feel that it could happen in other nations as well. On July 21st, a powerful aspect forms an angle with the North Node in Aries, South Node in Libra, because the nodes are changing on the 18th. And this involves Pluto and Capricorn because they are cardinal signs. This energy involving the new nodes indicates a major karmic transition for presidents and leaders. Former leaders may pass on, and current leaders will change or step down or be impeached. Venus goes retrograde, which always has to do with relationships. On July 22nd, Venus turns retrograde at 4 degrees of Leo and will remain retrograde until September 3rd. The Venus retrograde is the biggest event occurring this month, and its transformation from an evening star to a morning star will bring great changes around the world. Let's look at how it will impact the world. Leadership. Around 2 weeks after Venus turns retrograde, it shifts from an evening star to a morning star, with a brief period in between when it disappears, like the new moon. It disappears from the sky for about a week or so. Now, the ancients, particularly the Mayans, attributed great meaning to this disappearing act and its shift from evening to morning star, believing that the morning star caused more violence and war. But this happens every 18 months, so it can't always indicate war. Interestingly, it was in 2015 that Donald Trump came on the political scene with his run for the presidency. We may see another presidential candidate appear around the same time, July to August, this year, who is going to make a big change in the U.S. elections. I do believe that's on its way. Love and relationships. Venus is retrograde, and it brings our issues concerning love, relationships, and marriage. It gives us the opportunity to dig deep and to understand what went wrong in prior relationships so that we can heal our current relationships. Venus in retrograde brings out issues concerning love, relationships, and marriage. It gives us the opportunity to dig deep and understand what went wrong in a prior relationship so we can heal our current relationships. Venus has a very interesting cycle, as it forms a pentagram, which is a five-sided star, in its retrograde cycle over an eight-year period. It returns to its same position in the zodiac around the same time of year. Therefore, the last time Venus was retrograde in Leo, in Cancer, during July to August, was 8 years ago in 2015. If you go back to this time in your life, the experience concerning love and relationships will be about these same issues. And the pentagram is a powerful symbol. So let me ask you, who were you with in 2015? Who did you care about in 2015? And what happened to that relationship? You could either have the same relationship return, or you could have somebody come along that's very similar to whoever that person was. In many cases, unresolved relationships and partners may reappear to help us understand our relationship issues. Whether or not we reconnect with former partners, we will still have memories and feelings on how to heal our past and current relationships. Relationships are a reflection, helping us to understand ourselves personally. Our partners generally reflect to us our own issues pertaining to love. If we do not love and respect ourselves, then this is what will be mirrored back to us. Relationships teach us how to love and what love is. This is always revealed in our relationship with ourselves. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to take a break and go to the weekly cosmic tip. I have so much more to tell you, so I'll see you after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of July 3rd through July 9th, 2023. July is about the creative and passionate full moon energy and dealing with power. Other energies include the square of the moon's node to Pluto and the new moon in Cancer mid-month, which is about high ideals. On a personal level, the focus is on gaining higher energy. In July, mid-month, the moon's north node enters Aries. The transition is under the influence of the square to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn. The changing energy, therefore, contains a sense of urgency and some of the issues now coming into our collective consciousness awareness will be with us for a long time to come. Many things will change in July forever. The use of power is one of the underlining games of July. Your personal decisions should be well thought out and made with an open mind, for they are the foundation for future developments in the fall of this year, as well as into 2024. On the 1st of July, the Sun in Cancer was conjunct Mercury. On the 2nd, Leo Venus squared Uranus, and there was a full moon in Capricorn on the 3rd. These intense and sensitive days encouraged many of us to open up to new things. Mars is usually close to Venus, so the square to Uranus became highly charged. It is a powerful creative energy that will be very welcome to passionate people. The sober Capricorn full moon energy on Monday can help harness the rather wild forces of this time, bringing responsibility. Outside of a no-conferencing and strong-mindedness Thursday, the rest of the week offers a wide variety of opportunities for connection to others and inspiration. The full moon on Monday, July 3rd at 12 degrees Capricorn calls for the balance of Capricorn practicality and the Cancer nurturing. Monday's energies will be focused on switching your thoughts about work and career back over to family and the holiday sharing. Tuesday, July 4th is the United States Independence Day holiday. The moon moves into friendly and social Aquarius. It's a good time to share with friends and meet new people. The day is filled with spontaneity and emotional closeness, so make sure you spread the love with family and close friends. You get back to the grind on Wednesday, so don't be surprised if you have a pile of tasks waiting for you at work. Thursday is the last time the red planet is triggered by fixed planet aspects. Tread carefully. Get through this obstinate energy by staying calm, focused, along with taking some deep breaths. The heavy energy will soon start to dissipate. Thursday, Friday, July 6th and 7th has talkative Mercury making harmony to inventive Uranus. The moon is also in psychic Pisces. This is a great day to share your higher vision with others or to take a quick trip to feel free of your daily world. At the very least, try to do something new and different. Friday can be a highly productive time and is perfect for getting serious about your career direction. If you are looking for a new job, schedule an interview or send out that resume. For others, it's a good day for reaching out to clients, making sales pitches. The weekend is up for anything from dating to socializing to creativity. Be open and go where your heart leads. On Sunday, July 9th, open up to your intuition and fantasy thinking. While the messenger makes harmony with dreamy Neptune, this may be your chance. This is Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and that was your weekly cosmic tip. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about safety and security, especially the people in the Western states. I do suggest that you arm your house with security apparatus. If you don't have any, you need to get some. It's going to be important. Venus will be in Leo retrograde from July 22nd through September 3rd, bringing to the forefront our issues about safety and security, especially within our relationships, but even global affairs. Venus will turn direct on September 3rd. As Venus returns to direct motion in the sign of Leo, the sign of open-heartedness and love, a healing will begin in our current and past relationships. The most powerful outcome of this Venus retrograde is getting in touch with our sense of security through love as it transits through the sign of Leo and marriage. This takes place at the start of Venus retrograde while in Leo and then resumes for a final clearing and healing as Venus transits the second time direct in Leo from September 4th through October 11th. It's very important for marriages that are in trouble or relationships that are in trouble to really focus on healing during that time, because your clarity will come. Around July 23rd, when the North Node is aspecting Venus, right after it turns retrograde, major issues will arise concerning love and commitment. At the same time on this day, Venus is in an aspect with Pluto, bringing up past issues of betrayal and love, past life issues as well. There will be a deep healing concerning love during this time. By July 29th, when Venus forms an aspect with Neptune, issues of denial and deception will arise, and there will be a healing of past karmic issues. But there also will be an opening especially in different countries, about issues of denial and deception. It's going to be interesting. In the months of August and especially September, many planets will be transiting through the sign of Virgo, forming more yods that indicate a need for health and healing. I'm saying this in advance so that everyone can be focusing on their physical, mental, and spiritual health. Make your body and mind strong now over the summer so that as things begin to occur in these coming months, you will be strong and able to withstand any stress or pressure that may be coming to the world. And there's going to be a lot of it. So if you haven't had your physical, make sure you go and get it, just to know that everything is in order. This is not a time to isolate. It's not a time to be a hermit. It's time to come together with friends and partners, healing your relationships around love, commitment, and finding a sense of security with others. Healing past relationships will bring happiness and loving, caring, secure relationships. But you have to talk about what's bothering you. You have to get unstuffed because we get stuffed down with our emotion. You have to let it out. And you people that are in relationships that need to listen, you need to listen and let them express what they're feeling. The truth is being uncovered in all areas concerning world views and personal relationships. Use this time to heal and better yourself. The rewards are great to find your personal fulfillment, happiness, and a quest for living. What an amazing time to be alive on this planet. Remember, when you can see it, you can heal it. Emotions fly high with anger, frustration, and hostility, while Mars transits through Leo, which is a fire sign. Emotions are out of control as we make unrealistic choices pertaining to love with Venus in Leo. Be careful and don't give your power away. And don't let anybody overpower you. Beginning the 1st of July, as Mars enters Leo, our courage and willpower will increase. Now is the time to move forward and get things done that we couldn't accomplish before. Today is a great day to sign contracts, set up meetings, talk things out, as the mind will be clear and have vision to accomplish things for the future. Anything pertaining to communications through the 4th of July will be successful. There could be some disappointments and setbacks in relationships and romance cause concern for future agreements. This is a temporary bump in the road. Don't put too much importance on the results. So if you can discuss something and have a future agreement, just let it go and let it rest. It'll pass. As you can see, July will be a roller coaster of a ride. During this time, do your best to center yourself and embrace positivity. The full moon will bring a desire to search for the truth. There is so much going on, and these energies will bring in clarity, truthfulness. People are searching to find the answers. There's been so much deception and long-standing denial. Finally, the opportunity will come to bring out the hidden truths, and it's going to come in July. A lot's going to happen in Congress and the Supreme Court. So keep your eyes open. Remember that the full moon illuminates the darkness of the night sky. Therefore, it brings us awareness. Also, the aspects illuminate the storm god or angers him. There will be howling winds, cyclones, tornadoes, Hurricane season comes to a peak with severity. The weather will be extreme, either very rainy or very hot. And so will our emotions, especially in the Cancer season. Expect emotional turmoil. People could be out of control. And there also will be a sense of sadness going on. That's why I told you to make sure your homes are secure. Because Venus and Mars are in Leo, you will find that leadership will not only change, but someone in power around the world will step down. A leadership term will end. And some past presidents will pass away. We will see a changing of the guard, as well as some sadness around these passings. Following the full moon around July 6th, Mars will aspect Neptune, and this is where things can get really dicey. What is Neptune? Neptune deals with scandals, drugs, lies, and deceits. Then around July 9th, Mars is in opposition to Pluto. So what's going on? What's going on is that Mars is in the focal point, making an energetic connection between Neptune and Pluto. Mars is the trigger, and this can be very, very serious. It's almost like someone holding a gun on you. Mars represents anger, violence, breakouts or break-ins, and energy where people are very aggressive. Remember, Neptune, the planet of deceit, deception, denial, scandal, is sextile Pluto, which represents power and power struggles. This country is in a huge power struggle right now, and it has been since 2020. This transformational power brings in a breakout of cover-ups. I know there'll be one with Fauci. I know that there'll be another with Hunter Biden. And there'll be more. Breakouts of information that could include aliens, extraterrestrials. There'll be new information, but you know what? Like I said to my friend in Texas the other day, a can of worms is about to be opened, and so many things will be revealed. The three-planet energy form a yod, known as the finger of God, which tells us that there are events of a fated nature that need to happen to clear the air and finally bring resolution, retribution to all the things that have been building and going on behind the scene. Now, there's this frustrating aspect of events that's coming, and it makes it all explode or break wide open. After that, we're going to have a lot to deal with, because what we are going to do once we have this information is what? What are we going to do with the information? Because you're not going to be able to lie about it or bury it again. Well, guess what? The cat's out of the bag and promises to bring in major transformation, major change, because we are lifting the veil of illusion. In July, the yods being formed are about anger, disruption, disruption of power, illusion, and scandals. Also, there's another planet that comes into play here, Saturn. And I'm going to talk about Saturn after we have our half-hour break. So I'll see you in a little bit.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir honoring America. And that's what we need to do. Tuesday is the 4th of July, and we need to honor our independence, our wonderful country, and remember that we are free. So, what we were going to talk about is Saturn. There's so much more. We're going to go over time, but I'm here for you. The configuration in the sky is extraordinary and rare during this month of July. And the events that are happening are not everyday events. These are huge events. And they are changing our world. And it will never be the same. Everything's happening in July and August. And it's all happening now. I want to warn everybody to get healthy now. August and September bring us a heaviness that we cannot avoid. You have to get healthy now and not wait until it all happens. So watch your diet, take your vitamins, get your immune system strong, and most of all, emotionally and spiritually, you have to make yourself strong to be able to get through these times. Well, it's going to be an amazing time to be alive. Wait until you see what's going on. Yes, things are going to get better. But as all of these events are uncovered, it's not going to be easy. It's like a birth. The birthing process is very painful. But once it's over, there's a new beginning. Now is the time that the world is going to go through the canal of pain to get to the other side, to get to glory, to get to joy. Get ready, because July brings us a time of great events. So, we have Pluto, Mars, Neptune, and Saturn. What is Saturn? Saturn deals with our karma. Saturn deals with reality. The karma of nations, worlds, individuals, and all that I have been saying. Guess what? Time is up. Now is the time to pay for the retribution and the changes that are coming. It's pay-up time, and there is no escaping it. These scandals are going to be unbelievable and amazing, because the planet of karma is going to make people pay their dues really soon. I know a lot of you are happy to hear this, and a lot of you have been waiting a long time and been very frustrated. But it's also a time of spiritual evolution and a wake-up period where people become awake and conscious, but only after conflict and pain. As I'm saying, this will be a truly huge event. The mass cover-ups are exposed. Truth and reality are being revealed, and whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, the truth will be out there. We have a full Capricorn supermoon tomorrow, July 3rd, which will bring in some rough to accept changes. July also brings us a nodal change on the 18th, and I will be speaking a lot about that next week. This supermoon, when the moon is closest to the earth, happens early in the month and early in the morning at 11 degrees Capricorn. It's 4 a.m. Pacific and 7 a.m. Eastern. This can increase seismic activity around the world because of its gravitational pull. This full moon is bigger and brighter than usual, which is wonderful. But remember, the moon is generally where our emotions come from. And in early July, on the 3rd, July promises to be a very emotional month with lots of change. We will have quite a peak with issues around the Capricorn energy, linked to power, linked to government, linked to corporations and big business. As ever, I ask you to see where 11.18 degrees of Capricorn falls in your chart. Normally, there will be a sense of completion or closure in that house area, whatever house it falls in your chart. The other thing that the full moon do, particularly close to the earth, is it brings something to light. The light is shining extra bright at this time, focusing on government, control issues. What's interesting is that the midpoint between Saturn and Pluto comes in at 20 degrees Capricorn, which is the degree we had in 2020 on January 12th, when Saturn conjunct Pluto, the beginning of this terrible 20 cycle. In 2017 through 2020, I was telling my group and my people that I was teaching that we were going into the terrible 20s. And they got annoyed with me, and they told me I wasn't allowed to say that. And they told me I should call it the transformational 20s, which is true, but they're still pretty terrible. That also began the pandemic. So we'll be seeing some light shown on the pandemic and what was kept secret during that period of time. All the medical undercover and all the cause of the pandemic undercover will come to the light, especially when Pluto is at 29 degrees Capricorn retrograde. It's digging deeper and deeper. And it's about to unearth anything that was not for our highest good. Saturn is also retrograde in Pisces, going over any illusions or deceits. Pisces also represents drug abuse, the vaccine. And this will be a very interesting process because Saturn always brings us a reality check. It's going to be an interesting month for sure. Also, Capricorn represents power struggles from top-down structures that traditionally have had power over us, but it also is going forward as a sign of building. Okay, old structures are collapsing as Pluto moves through the last degree of Capricorn. Remember the wrecking ball. But what is the new one that we're building? Capricorn is strongly linked to manifestation, building for the long term, as well as integrity, as well as self-responsibility. And this full moon is very linked to those things. The Sun in Cancer is trine Saturn in Pisces, and Saturn is ruled by Capricorn, which is a very positive aspect and suggests building something strategically for the long term. There's another trine as well with the super full moon. The moon trines Jupiter and Taurus. This aspect is beautiful because it's talking about our futuristic vision, building for the long term, which is linked to a higher vision, a higher consciousness, and a higher faith, and it's very, very positive. Best of all, we don't have to wait for the old to finally collapse before we bring in the new. It's all happening simultaneously. Okay, so what are we now building at this time? Well, as I have said before, and will again throughout this year, it's very much linked to our choices. one thing I've said that's very dominant in the way, all the way through November, is that Pluto square the north node. It squares both of them, the north and south node. This all has to do with our choices. Are we going to keep falling back to our old patterns of the past because they feel familiar and kind of safe in some way? Or are we going to step into the future and step into the new? That theme becomes stronger once we move into the Aries Libra nodes on July 18th for the next year and a half. Now, Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth. For so many, many people right now, this energy brings in a whole new life evaluation. Endings are happening in relationships, in jobs, in living locations, in your philosophy, in your belief system. There are many, many endings in life, but equally, it's opening up a space for the new. We have opportunities and new beginnings coming down the pike. So, with this seesaw, when Pluto is squaring the nodal system all year, keep asking yourself about your choices. Are you falling back into a victim? Or are you moving forward with strength to become a co-creator? Because the soul knows which to choose. The soul is always involved in the nodal axis. It tends to operate at the soul level, the subconscious, although it can also operate with you on a day-to-day level as well. The nodal axis runs deep, so we are digging deep with this Pluto square, the nodal axis, and that doesn't happen. In fact, it's very, very rare that we are getting this opportunity to have such a deep-seated healing. The other thing involved is the energy of the truth-teller, the feisty street fighter, the energy that is utterly uncompromising, a warrior energy, and it's all about the truth, justice, and social equality, and social inclusion. This energy will stay the course and fight to the end for these principles. Again, uncompromising. This energy is helping with the revelations and the collapse of the old world order. We also have an energy of fertility, new growth, to create a new earth. Again, we have this planetary seesaw, up and down, up and down, where we have the collapse of the old and the creation of the new, where you step into your power and co-create, or whether you fall back into traditional patterns of victimhood that we've had for our lives, our whole life, and I'm including myself in that. Another thing is, here's the good news, you guys. I've been talking to you about this. I don't think anybody's listening, but we have a photonic shimmering power of the moonlight. Right now, the Earth is moving through the galactic current, and we are experiencing huge waves of this very white, bright, diamond energy flowing down from the 12th dimension. You need to see my spiritual chakras chart. If you want me to send it to you, send me an email, elizabeth@new-visions.com, and I will send you the chart. It's so sparkly, this light. It's high energy surges of light coming in as waves, and is a key ingredient for our evolution. This is merging with the solar flares as well as a new cosmic galactic energy. As it comes in, it is literally increasing the spin of our self in our body. It's helping us to move from a carbon body into a crystal light body. We are moving increasingly towards our light body, which is magical and wonderful. Now, Neptune will be long-term at 27 degrees Pisces, squaring the galactic center, which is at 27 degrees Sagittarius. It will remain until that square until the end of 2025. So this energy is coming in heavy until the end of 2025. What that square is doing is encouraging us to use our imagination, our creativity, and to visualize. The visualizing energy blends into the energy coming in from the galactic center, and that contains the plasma with which we create our world. So we are interacting and weaving as individuals with our dreaming, our imagination, our visioning to bring in our reality. The name of my platform is Visions of Reality. And I knew this way back in the 80s when I first began Visions of Reality. Individually and collectively, we are weaving into our lives the plasma energy from the galactic center. This will open us up. We will be able to download incredible information and follow it and change our lives. This increases our psychic sensitivity as well as our sense of surrender to the divine. Remember, you can only receive with willingness, an open heart, and an open hand. Remember, you can only receive with willingness, an open heart, and an open hand. We have to move out of this 3D existence of struggle, push, write your plan, into surrender, release, and blend with a higher level, higher frequencies, and things will come in for us according to your frequency map. This will also strengthen your sense of connectedness to the divine, the galaxy, the cosmos, and other living beings in other parts of the universe. This is very beautiful, especially over the next 3 years while Saturn is still in Pisces. This energy emphasizes Pisces, which Neptune rules. Another aspect here is Uranus. Uranus is at 21 degrees Taurus. Uranus now is moving into degrees that it hasn't been in since 1940. It has an 84-year cycle. Right now, Uranus is squaring Venus and Mars in Leo. And this aspect can have 3 different expressions. 1. It's very beautiful for any kind of creativity, especially vibrant color, vibrant beauty. Venus and Mars in Leo represents big beauty, bright colors, dramatic. Taurus is ruled by Venus, so it's also ruled by beauty. Beauty in solid form, like pottery, ceramics, sculpture, and also art. Aesthetics. It tends to be solid. Taurus is fixture. It also can be zany with very vivid colors. If Venus and Mars fall in your 5th house or your 7th house, it can bring in an out-of-the-blue relationship that you're not expecting. This is number 2. Expect someone foreign, someone younger, and it can be a bit of a wild ride, a hot and wily romance, not steady, on and off, yes, but it will awaken you. It will awaken your heart. So that should be fun. What a trip. Number three, financial. Taurus is very much linked to currencies, banking, wealth. It's ruled by Venus. Whenever you have the Taurus-Venus aspect, this can lead to volatility of some kind of financial market. It can lead to explosions. It can lead to a sudden loss of income. And it's things that you didn't see. So you have to handle that as it comes along. Any of these three levels of expression can manifest at this time. On July 7th, Mars aspects Pluto. Leo. And Capricorn. Mars is in Leo, Pluto is in Capricorn. And this represents individual power. Mars is running up against the government. Pluto is Capricorn. By then, Mars will be at 29 degrees of Leo, representing sovereignty, autonomy, independence, a personal sense of power. Whereas Pluto represents top-down power. So this is a clash. It isn't the individual versus the state or government as much as its internal power and externally imposed force power. So it's internal power against an externally imposed force power. There's a bit of an echo of the whole full moon itself. Capricorn has to do with being out in the world, visible, often successful, a teacher, a master, or a leader in something. Whereas Cancer is inward, is a sensitive water sign, which is much more concerned with nurturing others, family, the mother, and feeling nurtured yourself, turning inward to your own individual emotions and needs. So we have the outer, the full moon, and the inner, Cancer Sun. And the moon rays are asking us, do what we have to do to create the right balance. In your own life, are you much too outer or the other way around? By July 7th, Mars aspecting Pluto, it will aspect it in a negative way. And our actions will be focused on our inner authority. We have to discover what is our inner authority. Aggression or peace? By July 10th, next Monday, the moon will be squaring Pluto and Mercury will be opposing Pluto. So what have I been talking about? Issues versus power. This will come up very strongly, and particularly because Mercury and Pluto are at 29 degrees. And this brings a sense of urgency. This has to be settled now, the last effort. And this will be very interesting as to see how this will play out. Someone will feel that they have to take the last effort. But others will quietly and handsomely stand up against it. Mercury has been moving very rapidly of late through Cancer. And on July 11th, it moves in Leo again very rapidly until July 28th. That's very rapid. We will be getting some fast information, and quite dramatic information is coming to us. And that's all until next week. So much more than that. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of our show, but it is time for our meditation. I have Elizabeth Hepburn singing A New World Coming, and of course I have my William singing Moonlight on My Window. Then we have our guided meditation, Breathe into the Heart, and we end with Entering the Unknown by Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. I would love to hear from all of you. Again, my email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. I'll see you next week. I have so much more to say. Thank you and good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in. There's a new world coming, this one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There is a new day and it is dawning, and it belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world is coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy.
Take me to
into my dreams tonight. Will you carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. see that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.
Thank you.